Very important story this morning. We've been having a look at it. The Human Rights Commission is taking legal action against Stormont in a bid for new abortion law in Northern Ireland. The Commission, a government-funded body, wants legislation allowing abortion here in cases of rape, incest and lethal fetal abnormality. That's where the unborn baby has no chance of a viable life. The Human Rights Commission says a consultation by Justice Minister David Ford on changing the law does not go far enough. And it says the consultation deals with cases of lethal fetal abnormality while only seeking public opinion on cases of sexual crime, including rape and incest. The former Health Minister, Edwin Poots, is with us this morning. What's your reaction to the Human Rights Commission, Edwin, getting involved?
Well, the Human Rights Commission have form on actually interfering in process, and we have a process where David Ford has decided to go out on consultation on the issue of abortion, and he's consulting the public to hear their views. And once that is done, then legislation can be brought forward on that basis. So here we have a process where the public view is being heard, where the democratic will could be enacted through the Assembly, and the Human Rights Commission have decided to come in and ride a coach and horses through all of that and engage in what I described to them last week as bully boy behaviour, in seeking to force their opinion onto the people of Northern Ireland, irrespective of the views of and the democratically expressed views of the public. This isn't the first time that they've done it. They've done it over the case of same-sex adoption, where adoption legislation was in the making. They ended up going to judicial review. That ended up with the courts ruling on it. Consequently, the adoption legislation was never actually passed, and we have quite archaic laws on adoption, which should have been improved and would have ensured that children were adopted much more.
But Edwin, let's talk about abortion, because that's what we're on to talk about this morning. Are you saying that this should be left to MLAs, that the Human Rights Commission shouldn't get involved? It's precisely, surely, what they're designed for, to get involved where they think human rights might be compromised.
I think that the Human Rights Commission certainly have a role, and they're established under statute. But their role should be, whenever the legislation has been made, if they see that human rights, in their view, is not being complied with in the various pieces of human rights legislation that exist, then that's a matter for them to challenge the courts at that point. The point that we're at is that we are making legislation, and the process of making legislation is to publicly consult. And therefore, for the Human Rights Commission to step in at this point is actually diminishing from the legitimate democratic process that the Northern Ireland public will engage in. What's the point?
But they don't feel, Edwin, they don't feel that the Northern Ireland Executive is going far enough. So let me read to you what we've discovered in the Human Rights Commission's report. And they say the following. They say the issues raised by this challenge, and this is obviously when we're talking about abortion law and the abortion issues that have happened recently. The issues raised by this challenge are of public interest, and the Commission recognises the sensitivities of the case, given the vulnerability of women and girls in these situations. Now, they're talking there about fetal abnormality and cases of rape and incest. The Commission considers it appropriate to use its powers and bring this legal challenge in its own name. And listen to this. It also reiterates the human rights obligation of the Northern Ireland Executive to provide adequate services to care for and support women and girls who choose to continue with a crisis pregnancy.
Yes. Essentially, the issue that I have here with the Human Rights Commission is that, you know, if there's 100,000 people respond to the public consultation and the Assembly create legislation on the back of that, it is of no consequence, because the Northern Ireland Human Rights Commission will have jaunted off to the courts. The courts will have made a decision, and therefore the democratic process is denuded. And I think that is wrong. We all engage in democracy, and sometimes we like the outcomes and sometimes we don't like the outcomes, but that is what democracy is about. This is riding a coach and horses through democracy. It is making a mockery of democracy and indeed of the Assembly. And as a consequence of that, there we end up having decisions made by the courts and decisions made by lawyers. People do not elect lawyers. It is for the courts to interpret legislation. It's for the courts to apply legislation.
But what...
It is for a legislature, be that the Parliament in Westminster, be that the European Parliament, or be it the Northern Ireland Assembly, to make those laws, not the courts themselves.
But what David Ford has done is that he has recommended a change in law in terms of abortion, and hasn't recommended a change in law in terms of rape or incest.
At this stage, David Ford is having a public consultation. And, you know, I may agree with things in it, I may not agree with things in it. He is having a consultation, and it is for the public to respond to that consultation and for him to devise legislation on the basis of that consultation, not on the basis of the Northern Ireland Human Rights Commission coming in saying, we demand you to do the following. If you don't do the following, we're going to go to court.
But they're meant to be the watchdog. They're meant to make sure that you all in Stormont are compliant with human rights legislation.
And they are not the only ones. We have to go through a process. There is the Departmental Solicitor's Office. We have an Attorney General's Office. All of those people are fully compliant with the law, very knowledgeable in the law, and it is their job to guide the Assembly. We have an Office of Law Commission. So there's a whole series of people who will guide us as to whether legislation is human rights compliant. The Human Rights Commission seem to be ignoring the value of all of those people.
And last question, Edwin. Has the DUP decided yet what their party position is on the proposals set forward by the Justice Minister?
The DUP are meeting various people early in the new year. To discuss all of these matters. They are hugely, hugely sensitive issues.
Abortion is one of the most sensitive issues in Northern Ireland. Of course it is.
It's one of the most sensitive
issues anywhere.
Controversial. And people have very, very strongly held views. Some of this stuff, some of these issues, I believe, are better dealt with by guidelines and legislation.
So the DUP is still undecided as to what its party position is. Is that fair on abortion?
I think that the DUP position is that abortion in Northern Ireland is something that is hugely controversial. We certainly are opposed to the 1967 Abortion Act. We're opposed to changing the abortion laws to meet that type of...
But obviously the question is, in terms of the proposals that the Justice Minister has put forward in changing the law, so that abortion would be available in the cases that we have outlined. For example, lethal fatal abnormality and the Sarah Yurt case that came to prominence while you were health minister. Has the DUP formed a position on that, or are you still making up your mind?
We have to form a position on that. My view is that it's better dealt with by guidelines than legislation. And it was interesting, I thought, over that process, was that it was... not something that was widespread across Northern Ireland, the issues that was raised. It seemed to be concentrated particularly in one trust, possibly a second trust, that there was a particular interpretation of the guidelines that existed. I think clinical common sense is something which we should leave to the doctors to just make a lot of these decisions. Because we have people in very, very difficult circumstances, and the mental health of the person, what is going to happen in terms of the actual birth and all of that, the best people decide that, in my opinion, is not a judge, not a lawyer.
Does that mean then, Edwin, now that you're not health...
the doctor.
Now that you're not health minister anymore, and this is the final question, does that mean, can you be a little bit freer with us with your opinion? Does that mean that in the case of Sarah Yurt, that very prominent case where Sarah had to go to England to have an abortion, her baby was being born with a fatal lethal abnormality, does that mean that you feel she should have been able to have an abortion in Northern Ireland?
I think that Sarah and her doctor should have been able to arrive at a decision, and that is a matter for how her doctor dealt with it. I know that abortions do take place in Northern Ireland, And they're very, very difficult circumstances. And that appears to be a greater issue in some trusts than it does in others.
All right. I know you're tight for time, Edmund, so thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Dr.
Fiona Bloomer is social policy academic at the University of Ulster and researches abortion. Good morning to you, Fiona.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Well, this is a very significant story in my view. Here you have the Human Rights Commission of Northern Ireland challenging the Department of Justice.
Yeah, I think it's important they've decided to intervene at this point, and I think it's clear from their statement. I mean, they have been in contact on this matter with the Department of Justice since the summer. I think obviously they were hopeful, like a lot of other organisations, that the draft proposal for the legislation would go further than fatal abnormality. I think there's plenty of evidence throughout the world that would provide lots of good practice, good case studies in terms of reforming the abortion law. And I think the intervention at this point is, mindful of that situation, and also the fact that a number of human rights bodies over a long period of time have highlighted the law in Northern Ireland discriminates against women. And I think that the Human Rights Commission intervention at this point is saying that the Assembly's position on abortion is discriminatory against women.
Well, but the argument would be, Fiona, I guess, from the elected representatives, the argument would be they have the mandate from the Northern Ireland public, so leave it to MLAs to vote upon and tell the Human Rights Commission to back out.
I think they might have the mandate of the people who vote for them. They certainly don't have the mandate of the public. Repeated surveys have shown that the Northern Ireland public are in favour of reform of the law. And there's also been research with gynaecologist Colin Frankham has done work over a number of years, repeated surveys with the health professionals in Northern Ireland, the gynaecologists. And again, their views are that the majority would like to see the law reform. So the MLAs are very much out of step with public opinion and professional opinion on this matter.
You see, just to spell this story out to people, so the consultation that's currently happening, it is asking, it is recommending a change in the law on lethal fatal abnormality. In other words, when a baby is going to be born but has no chance of survival.
Yeah.
Okay? And they are recommending a change in the law on that, but they're distinguishing because they're proactively recommending a change in the law in that. But they're only asking for opinion in cases of sexual crime, including rape and incest. So
yeah.
I guess it opens it up to all of us this morning to once again discuss this issue of, do you think in the case of where a woman has been raped, do you think she should be forced against her will to have that rapist baby in Northern Ireland? Do you think she should be forced to go to England if she otherwise wants an abortion? 0845955678, and obviously in cases of incest as well. Let us know how you feel about this. 0845955678. But the Human Rights Commission, Fiona, taking a case against the Department of Justice. Now, case isn't up and running yet, but they've said they're going to do it. That is a very, very interesting story.
I think it very much is. I think the fact that they've intervened at this stage, is further pushing the debate forward on abortion in Northern Ireland. I mean, over the last couple of years, between the opening of Mary Stopes Clinic, the tragic case of Sarah Yurt last year, the public have become more open about discussing these issues. And I think this is another incident which will allow the public to consider what their views are and to make their views known, and I think it's very timely that it's come in the middle of the consultation phase. The Human Rights Commission have very clearly said we're not happy with the direction of this. And also, I mean, if you look back at the last set of guidelines that were issued, there's very little faith in the Assembly to actually deal with the abortion issue in circumstances where they recognise the complexity of women's lives. And also, there's a sense that, amongst the debate, you need to trust women. Trust women to make a decision about whether to continue with the pregnancy or not.
Look at this statement from the Human Rights Commission that I'm reading here. We have repeatedly advised the Department of Justice that the existing law is, in the Commission's view, a violation of human rights.
absolutely.
Violation of human rights, they're saying.
Yeah. I mean, the Commission for the Elimination of Discrimination Against Violence Against Women has repeatedly held up Northern Ireland as, you know, having this law and that this law is discriminatory against women. Case studies provided by FPA will show instances of women being, you know, not allowed to have a pregnancy or not allowed to have a termination in Northern Ireland when actually the condition met the legal circumstances.
I can hear people, though, screaming at the radio this morning. Let's present the counter view here, which is, what about the rights of the unborn child? You know, here we have people talking about the violation of the rights of the mother. What about the rights of the unborn child, Fiona?
I would again go back to that point. You trust women to make a decision that they are, and it's not an easy decision to make. But you trust the woman to make a decision what is best for her family at that point in time. And that's the bottom line.
Well, we have asked the Minister, David Ford, to come onto the programme this morning. Apparently, he's not available. We are currently about to ask the Department of Justice for a statement on behalf of the Minister, if indeed the Minister is still not available, because this is very, very significant indeed. Dr. Fiona Bloomer, thank you.